It is with a real sense of joy that it is my blessed privilege to come tonight and to share in this very significant moment. I appreciate so very much the good words that have been spoken by Brother Crawford. And I just rejoice when I look out over this vast array of men who are gathered together in the name of our Lord. And I cannot help but rejoice that it means something good to be a promise keeper. Because promise keepers are those who have made their vows to God and will go, shall go, and see what the end's going to be. We are not here, as it were, taking an Olympic torch. We are here taking an eternal torch. Our destiny is far better than a city called Atlanta, Georgia. We're on our way to see the King in the New Jerusalem, and we praise God for this. Let me quickly express my appreciation to Brother Greg Laurie for the moving way in which God used him to preach the gospel. I just rejoice deep down in my soul to see thousands of men come to give themselves to Christ. I also want to thank God for the churches of North Carolina and perhaps South Carolina who've been taking pit stops, and that's what I would call them, pit stops of prayer, that this meeting would be successful, that it would be victorious. And I know that Brother Bill McCartney and others, Brother Porter, as well as Brother Randy Phillips and all of the other good leaders of this movement, will rejoice to see how the Lord is moving in such a time as ours. We've already seen souls saved, and now I want to say a word about motivation and power that those of us who claim to be Christians, claim to be church members, claim to be bearers of the cross. How a meeting like this ought to send us back to our cities and to our villages and to our communities, more determined than ever to put the devil out of business. And I believe we have a manifesto in the Word of God that captures not only this moment, but the whole environment, this Charlotte Raceway and this whole racetrack and these pit stops. There's a word that says, be still and know that I am God. In your programs, there's a statement about my message, Walking with God, a Man After God's Own Heart. And all of us know that no walker, no runner, no racer can forever move without having a pit stop. Indeed, the whole Bible speaks about life as a course, a journey, a race. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run, let us run. There's also Paul's admonition to the church at Ephesus that in spite of all of the problems we face in life, we are not supposed to be defeated. But as servants of God, we are called to stand. We are supposed to have on a breastplate of righteousness, shoes shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, a sword of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then there's that scripture which says, whatever come up against us, we are to stand. Stand therefore. And we've gathered tonight as promise keepers because it is not our intent that we should fail. We've gathered because we've seen too much weak Christianity all around us. We've seen too many broken lives and broken homes and lost children and lost communities. We've seen our educational system corrupted by so much corruption And we know that America needs a change tonight. America needs a new conversion tonight. America needs a new walk with God tonight. America needs it. And I believe that God hath raised up promise keepers for an hour like this, not simply to remain in business as usual. God needs men more than for 1 hour a week worship on Sunday to go back to things as usual. God needs men more than the nominal faith that seems to cut on Sunday and cut off the rest of the week. And I thought that in the light of all of what is happening here with thousands, thousands upon thousands of men, I thought I would call your attention to that one line, be still and know that I'm God, or a pit stop for eternity. Because I've just heard some racers, professional racers, mention the fact that one is being sponsored by DuPont, another by an oil company. And I would remind you that that great 46 Psalms speaks about God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and I believe God is here right now. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder. And there is that word, be still. And know who your sponsor is. Every man who drives a motor car around this huge oval has a sponsor, a motor oil, perhaps a beverage, or some other corporation. That sponsor has deep pockets usually and provides everything so that that person who drives the car will have the latest technology. Interestingly enough, the cars already regulated by the governing board so that all are like, technically speaking, so that the driver makes all the difference. No corporation would want some half-baked, half-cocked driver behind a million-dollar machine messing up his race. He's invested in the race, and he wants the best driver in the race. And I would remind you, God hath invested his son in us, and he wants the best driver in the race. Now I would remind all of you that we might not be a Richard Petty or some other famous name. We may not be a Bobby Allison, but we wouldn't be here tonight if Jesus, the greatest promise keeper of them all, had not kept his Father's promise. And there in that 17th chapter of John, he reminded the Lord in that prayer, everything you told me, I told your disciples. Every good deed you gave me, I shared it with them. I no longer call them servants, I call them friends. And God is calling us friends tonight. He expects us to be great drivers in our lives. But on the other hand, we cannot do it if we have the wrong sponsor. Because the devil wants to sponsor you. I would remind everyone who is gathered here tonight that no sooner than Jesus had been baptized by John in the Jordan River, up pops the devil. He's out on a mountain. He's fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he comes to Jesus. You don't have to be no good person. You don't have to keep the promises. You don't have to follow all of this goody-goody stuff. Turn stones into bread. Bow down and worship me, and I'll let you have all the goodies of this world. Jump out of the temple. Be some high-flung religious sensationalist. Jesus looked at that devil and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are the pits of hell, and I didn't come to listen to obey you. I came to obey my Father." And all of us got brothers in our communities, brothers around us, maybe blood brothers, who have fallen under the spell of the wrong leadership, the wrong sponsor. And falling under that sponsor, homes have been broken. Children have been left bereft. Churches have lost their powers. America has lost their vision. And I said it would be a criminal shame to come into a stadium like this with all of these thousands of people and go out the same way we came in. We might have come in weak, but we ought to go out strong. We might have come in with our heads down, but we ought to go out with our heads lifted up. I heard God when he said, "Lift up your heads, O you gates." We're not sponsored by Satan. We're not sponsored by the gods of this world. Pornography is not our God. Materialism is not our God. The wines of the world are not our God. We know who the real God is. His name is Jesus. And we're not ashamed of him. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same of ever. And I'm glad to recommend to you, if you don't really know who he is, that he's the greatest sponsor of them all, Jesus. Now, let me remind you that on the railroad of life, on the walkway of life, on the course of life, you got ever so often to pull in for a pit stop. While I've never been to a big league race, I've often admired what happens when the motor cars pull into the pit stops. They're behind me now. I've admired the fact that when they pull in, you don't find sleepy workers. When they pull in, you don't find one smoking a cigarette and another drinking beer. When they pull in, four men jump up. Instantly, the tires are taken off and put on. When they go in, instantly, minor tune-ups are given. When they go in, instantly, if there's a broken fender, it's replaced instantly. They're out in less than 15 seconds. My God, if you took your car to the average automobile place for cars, tires change, and for a tune-up, you might get it back after 2 or 3 days. But they get it out in a few seconds. And I remember what the Lord said, "Where 2 or 3 gather together in my name, touching and agreeing on the same thing, I'll be right there in their midst." The hour has come. The hour has come. The hour has come for us to break down the walls that divide us. We cannot afford. We cannot afford to have division. Churches are being born. Hell is enlarging itself. This is an hour for us to lock hearts together, lock arms together, lock spirits together, and tell the devil, "You are not wanted in this crowd. We belong to the blood-washed, born-again people of God." I like what the Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is the power." That's what the day of Pentecost is all about. They were gathered there in that upper room from every nation and clan on planet Earth. But when the Holy Ghost came, walls came down. When the Holy Ghost came, the cross went up. When the Holy Ghost came, they went out saying, "Jesus is alive." Now, I want to speak very carefully to all of us. There are a whole lot of new gods in America today. Whole lot of new religions. But there isn't but one living Savior. His name is Jesus.
And I've come tonight to tell you there's not other name given under heaven whereby we might be saved other than the name of Jesus. He's bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. He's a friend to everyone. And I suggest to you tonight that we can see a change, but that change must come with us banded together, going back, loving our wives as the apple of our own eye. We've got to go back into our homes and be priests of prayer and power among our sons and daughters. We might have been afraid or ashamed to pray yesterday, but when we hit the door tonight, we've got to have a prayer on our mind. We've got to have the love of God in our hearts. I say to you, America needs a revival, and I believe this new age that God is giving to us through Promise Keeper is a brand new river. The text says there is a river, and I want to tell you there is a river of born-again, blood-washed men who claim the title Promise Keepers. They have risen beyond denomination. They have risen beyond racism. They have risen beyond sexism. They have locked their arms together, and they are marching through this nation, stadium after stadium, city after city, hamlet after hamlet. Somebody say, what is it that draws them together? Jesus. What is it that draws them together? No drugs, no alcohol. Jesus. What is it that draws them together? It's no rock and roll contest. Jesus. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the evening. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. That that river will make you glad. It will make glad the cities of God. Here we are. Some of us years ago might have had to be at a bar stool to get happy. Well, we're not at a bar stool tonight. We're in the pits of glory tonight. And we are happy deep down in our soul. There is a river. And that river is the church of God. And I am absolutely convinced that God has brought us together for such a time as this. Who knows, who knows, who knows when time will wind up and Jesus will come again. That's not for us to say. Some are going 200 laps, some 500 laps, some 600 laps. And yet, I would remind you, the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. I'm going to sponsor you. Be still. You're preparing yourself for eternity. Be still. I am with you. Oh, around this track, I've not been here, but some of the finest of engines have blown up. Around this track, some of the best drivers have plowed into the walls. Around this track, some of the strangest accidents have happened. Just a few weeks ago in a trial out in Indianapolis, one ran over what is thought to have been a rock in the road. Car went into a spin. One of the best drivers, he's gone on. And anyone who thinks you can make the road of life and go the distance without Jesus is fooling yourself. Your engine will blow up. I don't care whether you have a PhD or no D. You need more than an education. You need Jesus. I don't care how deep your pockets are or how much money you have. Money can't buy salvation. You don't get it at the bargain basement store. You don't get it at the shopping market. You get it at the cross of Calvary. You need more than money in your pocket. You need more than fame and fortune. Engines of life will blow up. That's why I love what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy. He said, Timothy, I'm a prisoner now in Caesar's household. I'm a prisoner now. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. And I have finished my course. I'm getting ready to leave, Timothy. But God hath a crown of life for me over on the other side. I want to pray tonight that every man that is here tonight, and if there be any woman, I pray for you also, that you will leave here tonight absolutely convinced that you ain't going to let nobody turn you around. You place your eyes on the star and you're going to go on anyhow. I know the devil is busy. I know there are problems. I know there are difficulties in your family. I know this is a materialistic age. I know this is a secularistic age. But I also know that great is he who is in us than he who is in the world. I also know that the God we serve is not dead, he's yet alive. I also know he says, behold, the Lord God is with us. Now don't you leave here today thinking that Jesus is in the grave. The Messiah is with you. When you go back to your home, the living Lord is with you. When you go to that job tomorrow or next week, the Lord is with you. Who is the Lord that is with you? He's the one who we're going to crown with many crowns. He's the one who hung out on Calvary and shed his holy blood for your sins and my sins. He's the one who broke down the middle wall of partition between us so that whether you are white, black, red, or yellow, we all brothers in Christ. Maybe you didn't know it. He's the one, hallelujah, who let the little brother come back home while the big brother thought he was better than the little brother. But I want to tell you, maybe you've never been to prison. Maybe you've never done those bad thing, but that won't get you in the kingdom. You got to get in by humility, by repentance, by the regeneration of the blood of Jesus Christ. Who is this one who is with us? He's the one who got up from the grave and said, all power is in my hand. I'm glad he's got all power. I know that our leaders think they got some power, but he's got all power. And therefore, we're going to be promise keepers as we go back to our churches, as we go back to our homes. We're going to hold up the bloodstained banner of the cross. We're going to be promise keepers with prayer on bended knees. We're going to give our testimony. We're going to help lead America back to God. We're going to be spirit-filled, not ashamed of anybody, because the Lord is on our side. And hallelujah, my God Almighty, who knows what the Lord is going to do. I believe God is working things out right now because, hallelujah, time is winding up. So I say to you, brothers, walk together in prayer. Sing together in prayer. Love together in prayer. Get beyond your racist attitude. Get beyond your prejudice attitude. Get beyond your small attitude. The Lord wants to do a new thing in our heart. Hallelujah. And if we open up our hearts to him, he'll come and tarry with us. If we open up our hearts with him, he'll come and lift us up. If we open up our hearts with him, hallelujah, he'll give us joy. Unspeakable joy. That's the God we serve. Do you love him tonight? Do you love him tonight? Do you love him tonight? Is he your Lord tonight? Then lift your hands and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to face the brother right where you are. I want you to pray with the brother all over this place. Nobody's going to run out. We're going to pray two or three together. Nobody's going to run out. We're going to pray for commitment, for power, for grace, for our families, for our churches, for our cities, for our leaders. Everybody going to pray. Nobody's going to walk out. I want you to turn face to face with somebody and let's just pray and make commitments of faith. And a power. Who knows what the Lord will do in this hour? Oh God, as the people pray, I pray your benedictions upon them. As the people pray, I bless every home through prayer. Oh God, look on every son, every daughter of the fathers gathered here, every wife. Let every home be set on fire with your holy love. Let every home be kissed by your benedictions. Let the city of Charlotte know that we are here. We bless your name tonight. Oh God, move through this stadium by your holy power divine. Bless every prayer. I hope everybody's praying. I hope you're praying in the Spirit. I hope you're believing the Lord for renewal. I hope you're believing the Lord for that lost son, that lost daughter. Maybe one is on drugs. Maybe one is on alcohol. God can deliver. Oh, God, I pray that you will use every man to transform lives, to bless our nation, to cause a new spirit, a power to flow over our nation. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Now let's clap our hands in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.